Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And I cannot believe that it is May already. I feel like I say this to you guys every beginning of the month, but it is wild that we are almost halfway through 2019. I remember recording my January goals episode and thinking like, wow, I can't wait to see where I'm gonna be 5-6 months from now. I wish I could tell you that I'm making tremendous progress. but no, honestly, like I'm doing good, honestly. You know, my goals for 2019 weren't too crazy. They were to just maintain what I'm doing now and do better with everything that I'm doing. I wasn't gonna like start a new project. I wasn't gonna dive into anything new. I wasn't actually doing anything new. So it's basically trying to perfect what I was doing. So making money, make more money in terms of fitness, make sure I'm consistent with that. Eating healthy, make sure I continue to eat healthy. Excel on my job, make sure that I'm doing my best job that I can. The podcast, make sure I'm putting out good content. So with all the different layers of my life, I just wanted to make sure that I was doing it at the best of my ability. And, you know, every day is a struggle. Every day is a struggle. That's why I like doing these little mini episodes, because I feel like it's a check-in with myself, as I always say to you guys. So April was a really crazy month. I went on my first vacation with my boyfriend and my mom, and so it was a vacation and a family trip. I'm from Puerto Rico, and my boyfriend's never been, so he met my family, and that was awesome because I got a chance to meet his family sometime last year, and it was very easy. I was a little stressed because of different things, and I thought that things would go badly, but everything kind of went perfect. So with that being said, let me get into kind of some things that I learned in the month of April, because yes, I went on an awesome vacation, but I also... my depression and my anxiety was on 10 in the month of April. My life tip, just to start off with my life tip, to back up your data. I know that this is a weird thing to say on this podcast, but as someone whose hard drive crashed last year and lost all her pictures from high school, undergrad, and every single vacation that she took prior to 2017, back up your data. An app, you know, it's funny because I have a Mac, and my Mac is super old. It's like from 2011. Thank God for this Mac, because this is all I have, and this is the most probably valuable thing that I have. So Mac is super old, hard drive crashed, and I'm at the Apple store, and they're just like, did you back up your data? I'm like, yeah, of course I did. You know, I went to a magnet school. I went to technical school, so I know how to back up my data. I had an external hard drive. I have my picture saved somewhere else. I guess not, because when he took my hard drive out and put it back in, and then I looked on my I had like USB drives. That's how old I was. Well, yeah, I guess USB drives are kind of old, but yeah. So I had a couple of USB drives, and they didn't have all the information that I needed. And I'm like, fuck. And with this old ass laptop that I have now, which I know it's old because the people at Apple told me that my laptop is unfixable because it's prehistoric. That's what they called it. And they told me that I should definitely get a new one. I don't have my coins for that. Not yet. So I'm adamant about backing up my data. So what I did was I bought an external hard drive from Amazon. I love Amazon because they have this thing called Amazon's Choice or Amazon's Picks. I forget what they're called. And if you have Prime, honey, you already know. If you have Prime, that shit is at your door the next day sometimes. So went on to Amazon, looked up external hard drive, and got the lightest and most affordable one. I think mine was $45. And I don't know how much data it holds because, well, I can't really remember, but... It's been able to hold every single thing on my laptop, plus all the content from the podcast. So that is my life tip, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you have a side gig, or you're just a person that likes to take pictures. Whatever the case may be, you don't want to lose any of that information that's been valuable that you've worked so hard for. Even if you have your old essays from college, you never know when those can come in, you know, handy and stuff like that. My love tip for the month is to go, if you, you know, first of all, it's getting really, really nice out, okay? On the East Coast, it's starting to feel like spring, even though it's raining heavy and the nights are still super, super cold to be having happy hour outside. We do have these like pockets of sunshine. And if you are like me and you like going out on dates, not just going, you know, staying home and watching Netflix with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, look at your local town websites to see what events are going on. So in Hartford, because that's where I live and that's where I'm from, in Hartford, Connecticut, there's a website called Hartford.com. And it shows you events that are going on in Hartford for the whole week. And really, literally everything. Bar crawls, jazz performances, comedy shows, trivia nights, free carousel rides. In the wintertime, they'll have Winterfest. Like, every single thing that you... If you're a Hartford person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All the cool little events that they have for families, the No Good Market, all those cool things that happen in Hartford, those are also in the Hartford.com website. And also in the another tip is to go onto Facebook and look up free events in your area. You know, summertime can be an expensive time because, you know, we're going out more and probably spending more money, but it really doesn't have to be. And if you're in a new relationship, you don't want to set the standard that you are bad with money or that you can spend all this money in the beginning of the relationship, because what if you guys are together forever and they're expecting that all the time, or they think that they should be spending money on you all the time. I think you should just be realistic. My boyfriend and I, we have similar goals and we talk very openly about money and stuff like that. And since we're, you know, long distance, we try to have one quote unquote date night. And it depends on what mood that we're in. You know, half of the time it's we're staying in to like to have takeout and watch a movie. So that's our date night. And another time we're going out to plan something, but it depends on the weather or what's going on. But I always try to find, he's in Boston, I'm in Hartford, Connecticut, something that's going on and for us to go to that's going to be free or low cost. And my wellness tip is to please go see your PCP, your primary care physician. I wish I knew more about health insurance. You know, I just don't, to be quite frank, but I know that at least most people over the age of like 25 or 26, if you're not on your parents' insurance, you should be able to get insurance through your job. If not, you can apply through state insurance. I know health insurance is a whole different topic because it's very expensive for millennials. Very expensive if you're a family. Very expensive if you have children. Either way, you, your partner, your kids, you guys should definitely go see your primary care physician. For kids, I feel like they're more consistent because, you know, you had to get that physical before school or they wouldn't let you come to class because you had to get your shots and your immunizations and make sure you're fine. So you had to get that physical done before you went to school. But after college, if you're not, if you're post-college, no one is forcing you to go to the doctor, honestly. And I hear about so many people, I'm going to say men more than women, that they do not go to the doctor. You know, for women, we go to the gynecologist to get our pap, breast exams, and things like that. And we often talk about our general health. But for men don't go to the, I don't know the statistic, honestly. But I know that a lot of men do not go see their doctor. I work at a doctor's office now, and 95% of our patients are women and children. So, and it's not because of the area or anything like that. I think there's a stigma or something like that, I guess, with men and going to the primary care physician. I would say, honestly, in urban communities, there could be a lot of different barriers as to why people are not going to see their primary care physician. Maybe it's access, right? Perhaps you don't know how to get there. There aren't any doctors in your area. Maybe you want to go see a person of color. Maybe you don't have insurance. I get that. So if that's the case, talk to your friends. It's funny because I had this conversation with my boyfriend and he said that he hasn't seen a doctor in like a long time, but he's like, oh, I'm healthy. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm sure that you're fine until you're not. Like, you don't want to see your doctor just because you're sick or something's wrong with you. Just like you shouldn't go see your therapist just because something's going on in your life. Just like your doctor, just like your therapist, just like your car. You shouldn't go to these, you know, you shouldn't have maintenance on yourself or your vehicle or anything else just because it's, you're sick or because, wait, what am I saying? You shouldn't go to these places just when you need to. You should be going on a routine basis. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, just like you would go and get your car washed and get it detailed to make it smell and all nice and get it checked out. You want to do the same thing for yourself, honestly. Some people take care of their cars better than they take care of themselves. So please go to your primary care physician. If you are unsure about your health insurance, ask your employer. And if you're unsure about health insurance and because you're unemployed, ask your other unemployed, maybe entrepreneur friends about health insurance. Google it. Facebook is a great tool for people with questions about that kind of stuff. Ask your Facebook friends. Ask Twitter. Social media can be used in a powerful way, and I think that's a good way to use it. Once you find out about health insurance, whether you have it or not, then try to find a primary care physician. You can call your insurance company, the number in the back of the card, or go to their website, and you can find a PCP based on your area, maybe the person of color, or maybe, you know, a specific specialty. Or, you know what, go by referral. Ask a friend who their PCP is. Because you never know how going to your primary care physician can impact you and what kind of things are going on with your body unless you check, right? So those are my three tips for April into May, I should say. Life tip, back up your data, maybe on a monthly basis, bi-weekly basis, put it on your calendar or put it on alert on your phone. In terms of a love tip, go out on low-cost dates in your area. Go to your town's website or go to Facebook and try to find cheap, low-cost dates. And your wellness tip is to go see your primary care physician. Thank you guys again so much for tuning into these little mini episodes. I cannot believe that a month from now, I will be doing my season 2 wrap-up. I have a lot of thoughts about season 2 and I can't wait to kind of unpack them. Please, 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 please let me know if you have any questions or concerns or comments about the podcast. The best way to reach me is via email, basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. The second best way to reach me is on Instagram. DM me, basiclatinapodcast on Instagram. I'm on Facebook as well, but if you have a business page on Facebook, the messages look kind of strange and sometimes I don't get them. I also don't have my social media notifications on, but I'm always on Instagram. DM me, email me, let me know, follow me. If you'd like to subscribe, or if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and do so, because that allows for other people to find me, and that allows to bring up my numbers as well. If you leave a comment or if you rate the podcast, it also allows for other people to find the podcast as well. I hope you guys have a great month of May. Reach out to me if you need anything. Stay well and take care.